A month has flown by and we're already in February. Hello, Sally.
Hello there, Joe. How are you?
All good, all good. Sally, obviously, from Essex Business Partnerships. But we all know you by now, though.
I hope so. My name is out in Essex.
Yeah. Anyway, how have you been?
Not too bad, not too bad. Really, really very busy the last month since we last saw you. We've launched three events. The construction event went really, really well, based in Brentwood. So that's open to all construction industry and affiliated businesses. We launched another event in Chelmsford at the Chelmsford Club. It was a breakfast. And we also launched a women's supporting women in business. And that was really good, which launched last month. And that was in Ingatestone at the Lounge Wine Bar. And that was exceptionally good too. So, you know, any women in business out there, if they want to come along to a networking group, yeah, come along. It's the first Tuesday of the month.
Well, speaking of women in networking in their own business, we've got here today as well another couple of guests that you brought in. I always say it so that you don't have to tell us what's going on, Sally, really. That is key, right?
It is.
Very clever. So we've got Emma from Revive Fitness and Wellbeing. And we've got Sue Porter as well from the Wellness Clinic. Actually, double bubble today. You're a double person, really, today, Sue, aren't you? Because you're also representing Kingswood Group. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So you're actually, both of you are actually going to be presenting at the event tomorrow, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to be there.
So, Sue, if I can start with you first, can you, I know it's always a bit really difficult to sum up your business, because let's talk, you've got it on your T-shirt, right, so Wellbeing Clinic. Can you sum up just in a couple of sentences what you do and what the Wellbeing Clinic is about?
Sure. So we are basically a private medical company that works in Essex with people to better understand their health, to empower them to make the right choices with their health. So we have an individual arm of the business, which is working one-on-one with patients. And then we have a corporate side that delivers corporate wellbeing for businesses as well. And then we also work with Kingswood Group, which is one of the big sponsors of the event tomorrow.
Great stuff. Yes. So you're very busy. So if we come over to you, Emma, as well, and I'm going to ask you the same question. Tell us a little bit about your business, please.
Yeah, thank you. So my business, I work with women in midlife, helping them to feel vibrant and alive at a time where they might not necessarily feel particularly vibrant and alive. And obviously part of midlife is menopause is included in that. And so working with women to understand their symptoms and help them get over the overwhelm that comes. You know, a lot of my clients say that situations that never bothered them in the past really bother them and they feel quite anxious. So a lot of mental health challenges come along with the menopause, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, there's lots that we can do from a nutritional perspective and a mindset perspective, and we can get them back on track so they can find that vibrancy again.
Brilliant. And are you both local businesses as well?
So I'm based in Malden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're based in Colchester predominantly, but also Braintree.
Okay, so all local then, essentially. And of course, you're both going to be presenting tomorrow. Now, can I ask you, for someone kind of just listening in, say, and could you tell them what the benefits of attending the conference is? I mean, if you'd like to jump in, Sally, it's your event, so...
Well, we put the event on because mental health is quite rife out there at the moment. Yeah. And health and wellbeing of an employee, where employers need to look on their staff now. It's not all about going out for Christmas meals or buying them breakfasts, et cetera, et cetera. It's the continuation throughout the working day, week, year to support their employees. Because if you support your employees, it saves the business money because there's less time off work. It just shows your commitment, really. It's yeah, it's changed over the years, and since COVID there's so much more mental health out there, so we thought we'd put this event on for businesses to see, have they got a health and wellbeing strategy, which businesses should really look into now. And this is why, one of the reasons that Kingswood became one of the main sponsors, because that is one of the areas that they look into and will be looking into this coming year.
Awesome. So in your opinion, because I'm going to ask S, opinions, right? Why is it so important to have the strategy for wellbeing in the workplace? From like the Kingswood Group's perspective, if I can talk to you about that really, Sue.
Yeah, of course. So wellbeing underpins everything in business. So business is run by people and people have well-being. So no matter what position you are within an organisation, in your journey, in terms of the number of years you're with that company, your well-being in some shape or form, whether it's on the day or whether it's because of external factors to do with family, bereavement, etc., will impact upon your ability to perform your job. So it's really important that workplaces kind of have that kind of cradle to grave approach of what could happen to our staff and how are we supporting them. So are we putting in place, for instance, you know, a mental health strategy? Are we putting in place a menopause strategy? Are we putting in place a bereavement support package, or how we get people back to work after ill health of any kind? So it just really allows businesses to be on top of common problems that could occur as part of modern day life.
Absolutely. You too, Emma, the same thing with you, is that?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with everything that's that's already been said. I think as well that it's important that we change the narrative in the workplace around mental well-being. And, you know, everybody reacts very differently to different events in their life, whether it be menopause or baby loss or men's mental well-being, bereavement. And so I think it's important not just for the whole organisation to embrace this, and for employees to look after each other and look out for each other as much as for the, you know, the line managers and the business owners as well.
Because it does benefit the businesses, right? Because that's what it's all about ultimately as well, right?
So basically when people are more engaged in their job, you get less absence, you get more people more engaged in their job and actually performing well, and usually people stay at an employer for a longer length of time as well, so you get the length of service and the retention benefits, because recruitment is expensive, you know, we know, because that's part of our business at Kingswood, and we look at all different aspects of HR solutions and cover all of them. So we know the importance of employee engagement to the success of businesses and their profitability.
From an employee's level, someone understands you ultimately, and that will help you through your whatever event it is you're going through at that particular time. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a song, because I've got a couple of requests. I'm going to play a song, Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill, for you, Emma. That's what you requested,
thank
wasn't
you.
It? And then we'll come straight back and we'll find out more about the conference. We are back here on Phoenix FM after listening to the fabulous Ed Sheeran. A great song choice there, Emma. Well done. Yes, so we've got a full studio. We've got Emma, Sue, Sally, and obviously myself here in the studio talking about the Essex Business Partnerships Health and Wellbeing Conference that's actually taking place tomorrow. So, Sally, if I can start with you again, what can we expect if we go along tomorrow, and can we still sign up?
Unfortunately, you can't sign up. We've got a complete list of people that are attendees. We've got over 50 people in the room. But hopefully tomorrow will be a fun day for those people that are attending. We've got stands where you can have mini reflexology. Taster sessions of you can have a health check. We've got stands that you can speak to where they're all in the health and wellbeing field, where they can take people out, children out. Everything will be helping the individual. But at the end of the day, we just want everybody to have a nice day. It's food, lots of food throughout the day, healthy. and yeah, just take away all the information that will be given out throughout the day, because it is a whistle-stop tour from cradle to grave, which everybody will go through at some point or another, and how do you deal with all those situations throughout one's life. So hopefully it's a full day, full on, and everybody will enjoy it, that who's signed up and who will be coming.
It's going to be super insightful for people as well, I think. So yeah, because a lot of conversations are still not had at these sort of things, and that's why these types of conferences are so important.
Yeah.
And connecting what you do so well, all the businesses around you, and because you've got the sponsors. How many sponsors have we actually got for this event?
Well, we have three main sponsors. We've got ERB, Kingswood, and Nuffield Health.
Right,
and then we've got a media sponsors, which is Phoenix FM.
I don't know who they are.
Also HME Media. And yes, the sponsors can see the benefit in it, and there was no problem getting sponsors for this event, so yeah, we're very pleased. So
yeah, The first of many, by the sounds of that.
Well, yeah, the first of many. We've got the business show coming up in May, so that would be an event that will bring businesses together. But at the end of the day, we just want to bring businesses together and show what information that they can go back to their individual buildings, etc., and help with their employees at the end of the day.
So, listen, we've spoken about employees' benefits as well before the little break. So how can you sort of help with sort of management? If I go to you, Sue, for that question first, if that's all right.
Yeah, so one of the things we do a lot at Wellbeing Clinic working with Kingswood Group is what's called Directors or Business Owner Health Checks, which is actually a fully tax deductible benefit, which comes off corporation tax in line with HMRC guidelines. And what we do for that is we take some blood samples, doing some physiological checks, and we give you basically a health report that outlines everything you need to know about your manageable health and if anything needs to be done to improve your health. If so, we can do that, and we liaise with your GP or do private referrals or supply you with what you need. And for busy business owners, that really is a valuable service because they can find out how they can be better at their job in terms of performance, but also rectify anything that isn't quite right with their health. And that's why obviously the government have put it in place. So we do a lot of those health checks for people.
Awesome, mate. Yeah, things you don't even think of, do you, really? That's outstanding. Emma, over to you. Helping people with the menopause. Again, with a lot of businesses, they didn't sort of want to speak about things like that.
I think there's still a lot that can be changed about the narrative around menopause in the workplace. I think a lot of it is women giving the opportunity to speak as a community. Yeah. And I think that's one area that businesses can get a little bit more involved in, really. Maybe they have a champion, maybe they have a women's group where they can discuss their symptoms. And we know that the more discussion that women have around the menopause, we see a reduction in their symptoms that they're having, especially around their mental well-being. But one of the areas that I'm particularly interested in is the nutritional side and the gut health, and how your gut and your brain are so intrinsically linked. And if we can help support gut health and bridge the gap between the nutrients that our body actually requires but what we're lacking through our food, we can really help support women to feel more vibrant and to help them sleep better and understand the triggers and the foods that actually stop them sleeping or bringing on the hot flushes during the day and night sweats and causing the anxiety to rise. So there's a lot around the holistic side there as well that I work with.
This is quite inspiring to have all these women around us as well, actually driving the narrative. It's a brilliant thing to see. Sally, we've got loads going on tomorrow. You must be super excited.
Starts at 9 a.m., finishes at 5, but we'll still have a few taster sessions going. But no, it will be a packed day, and hopefully we'll take lots of photographs and the videos, and that can be going online so people can see. And who knows what happens down the line, whether there'll be a second health and wellbeing. We might open it up next time to the general public, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that are out there who need the help, who work, who might never be able to get this type of thing within their business. So it's, you know, we never know. It might open up to the general public as a whole and help someone that needs it, because, yeah, it's just menopause, and it's just one. We've got death in the workplace, child loss, domestic abuse, suicide.
All different events.
All different events, yeah. They're all different there. They'll all be speaking tomorrow, and it will be snippets. It's not going to be in length presentations, but, you know, it's a start where people have got the go-to contact if they want to take it further within their business and have the support that they might not otherwise have within business. It's, sometimes you stay in business, you think, I don't even know where to turn if someone comes in and they've lost a baby or something. It's like, where do we go? And it's like, things get in the way and it's lost and that person is left, where if they can have, you know, direct contacts to the supporting of the charity, it's not all about money, it's supporting the businesses, then they can contact those specific people within whatever area we're talking about and have a point of contact telephone, and then they can be referred and helped, and a little bit of help along the way. We can't kind of help everybody, but it's a start along the way.
And like you say, networking, I think that's really key, sort of like you're thinking forward even more, where you can just have the general public coming in as well, because obviously a lot of people there, they're presenting their own businesses as well, you know, that people wouldn't even be aware that you could have a blood test to find out what's going on, or something. People like menopause, a lot of women still don't actually like talking about it themselves, so you know, just having an area where you hear someone talk about that, and then you're like, oh goodness me, I can actually go over and say hello. That's made a massive difference.
It's a massive difference as well, and that's one of the reasons we have it in the organisation. We like to educate, and it's not telling people you sit like in school. It's like getting the businesses. There might be something that's happened in their world, but no one else really knows about it. But it's just, you know, letting everybody else know. Little snippets go a long way.
And I just want to give a shout out, actually, because it completely divert from it all back to Phoenix FM. I want to give a shout out to Mike Porter for some reason there. Sue, can you enlighten us?
So Mike is a relative. He's actually my husband's uncle. So Mike, if you're listening, hello. Small world.
There we go.
See his surname.
Yeah, it's all connected. And that's what you do so well, Sally, from all different parts of the community in Essex. So, and bringing people in so we can find out about their businesses as well, such as yours, Emma. Thank you so much. So if we want to search for you, where can we do that for your business? Where can we go?
So you can go on to Instagram, and I'm there as Emma Batchel Revive, or I'm on LinkedIn, or you can look up revivefitnessandwellbeing.co.uk.
Brilliant stuff. Sue?
So we have our Kingswood Group website, and then for the wellbeing part of that, we are wellbeingclinic-essex.co.uk, and also on Instagram as Wellbeing Clinic Essex, and as Kingswood, and also on Facebook as well, so we're around.
And of course, you can always get Essex Business Partnerships at... Oh, it's all gone quiet, Sally. EssexBusinessPartnerships.org.uk. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, and you don't need any luck with it, because it's going to be absolutely brilliant tomorrow. So thank you so much, Sue, Emma, and of course Sally. Thank you so much, and we are going to end with your request, which was
busted.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks again.
Thank you.